Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete.
And I'm Carl from Frequency Cast, the award-winning UK tech podcast.
In April 2012, we were at the NEC in Birmingham for Gadget Show Live. Here's one of our interviews recorded at the show.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
So I've been dragged to the Gadget Show by the team, and Pete, you've been very nice. You bought me breakfast this morning, which is the main thing. I found my favourite stand already. This is X-Pro Tools. I'll have the X at the beginning of X-Pro there, and I'm going to talk to a very important person by the name of Paul Sparrow, and he's going to tell us why I need to buy a new Spirit Level.
This is an interesting and simple innovation because the Spirit Level was originally designed in and invented in 1660, so it's already 350 years old, and the vial that we use today was invented in 1920, and they haven't really changed all that much since then.
Sorry, that's almost 100 years in the Spirit Level world, isn't it? The modern Spirit Level.
And the problem that most tradesmen experience with a normal level is that they keep banging their heads on the wall when they're trying to level a vertical surface and stuff like that, or there's pull muscles, etc., trying to get into positions where they can see the vial, because they can only be seen correctly from a very specific view.
Okay, now I have actually experienced this problem, especially when you're holding heavy drills and things like that. You sort of level it all up in the sort of the semi-dark of a corner, and by the time you actually get to do your hole, it's all over the place, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the trouble, yeah. So, I mean, what I've done is I've strategically positioned mirrors within the body of the level so that you can now see it from a perfectly normal, comfortable standing position. And you can also use the drill without having to lose sight of the bubble.
This is actually quite innovative and simple, yet very effective. I'm now looking at the... Oh, was this the original prototype, was it?
Yeah, this was the original concept, and because we had it fully CNC machined from a solid block because it saved on the tooling cost.
And it is a man's tool.
It is, definitely. It's a nice, heavy, chunky piece of metal, and it's a solid CNC machine piece, and it's a very, very expensive way to produce a Spirit Level. So we've gone for the new production versions, which are actually composite. So we've got two versions. One's a glass-filled composite.
And you've got one of the glass-filled ones with you today?
This is the green one here. That's a glass fibre composite Spirit Level. You feel the weight of that compared to this metal one.
Good grief, yeah. That is actually a fraction of the weight, and it is it's a lovely piece of kit, I've got to be honest. But I do like the design. Even the shape is sophisticated, but manly at the same time.
Yeah, this one's specifically designed for scaffolders, and it's also got a metal shoe on the bottom, so it's not composite material against any rough surfaces. It's got a nice metal shoe, and it's got really powerful neodymium magnets in it as well.
Phenomenal. And what we've actually got here is three actual Spirit Levels within the Spirit Level itself. So we've got horizontal, vertical, and also...
You've got a 45 degree angle version there as well. So in the scaffolders one, the torpedo is going to got your horizontal and your vertical. But the interesting thing with the original torpedo is that it's got three different viewing features. You've got the plumb view, which is your vertical, which is left and right handed.
Excellent.
Okay. You've got a dual axis view because it actually levels on the side of the item. So when you're doing a leveling surface like a table or a worktop or something, you can level in both directions at the same time in the single view.
Very handy. That is actually very important.
And you've also got a unique feature specific to this the X-Pro range. The horizontal vial is visible through the end of the level.
Good grief. Let me just explain what we're looking at here. We've got a little glass panel and a mirror. How simple, but so brilliant. And it absolutely works in a genius way. We can clearly see that.
It's the only level in the world that levels away from the person using it, so you don't have to climb up onto steps to look at, sticking your head into the shelf space trying to get a clearer view of the vial.
Fantastic. This is the future of builder's tools. So how do I get hold of one of these?
Well, you can go to our website, which is www.x-protools.com, and that'll take you straight to the webpage. You've got a nice demo video on there that shows you all about the product. There's some photos, and if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll see the all three products. There's the both versions of the scaffolder, the glass fibre and the carbon fibre version. There's both versions of the torpedo, which is the same again, glass and the carbon fibre. And there's also what's left of the stock of the original CNC pilots. Talking about the life cycle of this, it's 316 marine grade stainless steel mirrors. So they're unbreakable and they're replaceable. But technically, you could drop that in the mud and they'll dig it up in a million years' time and it'll still work.
Fantastic. So it's something for your archaeologists as well.
For links, pictures and more coverage of Gadget Show Live 2012, go to www.frequencycast.co.uk/GSL.
Hi, this is Susie Perry and you're listening to Frequency Cast, the UK TV and tech podcast.
We hope you found this interview of interest. If you'd like to find out more about our regular podcasts and maybe sign up, have a little listen to what we do.
What have you got there?
Ah, this is the latest bit of kit.
Usually the station ham radio is operated by those astronauts who stay on station several months at a time.
Have the top-up TV anytime box. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
We're measuring Carl's EEG. His retention level was in sort of the bottom third.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
And in breaking news, it looks like a new Freeview HD channel will be with us soon.
This year's European Podcast Award 2010.
The winner for the non-profit is Frequency Cast.
After 200 yards, turn right.
We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world.
I can send a text to Frequency Cast for you.
That's true, I can now control my TV from my iPhone.
Now, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Stay up to date with the latest TV and tech news with our free radio shows.
To listen to our shows online,
download the shows as a podcast or add the shows to iTunes,
go to www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.